headed into the weekend, and a lot of people are going to be outdoors. The good news is the mosquito population isn't kicked up too much yet. But it would take 1.2 million mosquitoes to bite you all at the same time. If that happened, you would lose all your blood. So that's not likely to happen.
I mean, really. Sometimes it feels like millions.
Yeah. Another random fact for you. The U.S. used to have more time zones than we do now. A lot more. In the early 1800s, cities would set their own time based on the sun. So that meant there were 144 different time zones in the country.
Can you imagine if that was now, like with flying and travel and everything?
No.
There's no way.
Oh, it'd be crazy.
Hey, it's 8, 9 o'clock here, but it's midnight.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin.
44 different time zones across the country. Wow.
Well, 15-year-old Cameron Howell Meeker of Milwaukee, Oregon, is a new student at Rex Putnam High School. And about a month ago, he became friends with another new student, 17-year-old Ellie Fielder. Cameron's kind of nerdy. While Ellie is pretty attractive, you might kind of see where this is going. Anyway, they were walking down the street together last Tuesday when they saw a truck heading right toward them. A guy named Corey Brownlee was driving drunk and headed straight for Cameron and Ellie. Cameron's instinct was to push Ellie out of the way. He took the full brunt of the hit himself. He rolled up on the hood, then flew off. Cops came and arrested Corey for drunk driving and assault. Cameron was hospitalized 2 days with a broken pelvis, torn ligaments, a compressed spine, bad cuts on his face and body. Doctors say he may be able to walk again in a month, but it could take up to a year. And even after all that, it looks like Ellie still put him in the friend zone because she doesn't have any romantic feelings.
Oh, I thought this was going to have a good, they were going to become a couple.
Well,
and
she did tell the news, quote, "He's going to be my best friend for the rest of my life."
Ooh, the dreaded best friend.
Friend zone.
For the rest of my life. Ugh.
Glad everyone's okay, though.
They asked people, what's the most annoying habits of other drivers? A survey said, we don't like people who text and drive the most. That beat out tailgaters, people who multitask behind the wheel, people who drift into the other lane, and people who go under the speed limits.
Good chance you're going to be going to a barbecue or doing some barbecuing this Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, most of the time, the person manning the grill is a man. The grill gap is closing, though. Every year around Memorial Day, the people behind Weber Grills run a survey about people's grilling plans, and more women will be grilling this year than ever before. 25% of the Memorial Day barbecues this year will have a woman running the grill. That's up 20% from last year and 15% in 2009.
I'll probably be manning the grill this weekend.
I don't grill. I get terrified that my eyebrows are going to get singed off or something, so I just stay away from the grill.
Finally, in our stack of leftovers, last month, an 11-year-old in Ireland named Charlie was in the car with his 79-year-old grandfather who passed out behind the wheel with his foot on the gas. In no time, they're on the wrong side of the road doing 70 miles an hour. 11-year-old grandson steered them away from the oncoming traffic. And they did crash eventually, but they are okay. They're both recovering. Charlie says he knew what to do behind the wheel because of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Well, they'll forever be using that as their, like, pitch line.
Yeah, so he took over the wheel and was able to save them from getting injured too seriously. That's going to be our stack of leftovers today, brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor, right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron. As we say goodbye to Rachel, good luck in the future.
Thank you.
I'm going to dedicate the upcoming song to you.
Okay, I
appreciate
it.
The next song on this radio station is just to you from me. How's that?
Oh, that sounds good. But thank you, Northland, for listening. It's been a great and memorable time.